This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Sign any contract, the old lawyer joke goes, as long as you get to make up the definitions. It is in that spirit, we might ask, when it comes to tariffs, what exactly is a Chinese good? We ran across a version of that question more than 30 years ago when protectionist sentiment for the U.S. car industry was strong. It all got very blurry when it came out that many U.S. nameplate vehicles, like the iconic Ford pickup truck, had more than 50% of their components made offshore. Those things are even more true today. If we say we want to help domestic manufacturers, we may find that for many products, there aren't any around to protect. And those who are here make heavy use of foreign-made components that tariffs just made more expensive. It's true for finished goods we import as well. The fact is, there's a huge population of consumers in the U.S. whose demand for Asian products creates huge incentives for creative shippers to work around whatever barriers tariffs impose. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.